Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
I'd rather be than with you here today. Oh, 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 oh. Hold me now. Oh, hold my heart. Stay with me. Let love in start. Let love in start. Hold me now.
Song Thompson Twins. Welcome everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott joining you on Oilers Now. We will tell you that Tom Bailey's birthday today from the Thompson Twins, so that's part of the reason why we opened up. Of course, the Thompson Twins was also a signature moment in the Alberta Golden Bears history back in the 2005 University Cup when Ben Thompson, who wore number 29, scored in overtime against the Saskatchewan Huskies as it picked up a second of the game. Alberta rallied from a 3-1 deficit to win it in OT. And Ben Thompson later would play for Peter Draisaitl with Ravensburg. And that is where Leon Draisaitl sort of his career evolved and grew the whole routine. But we got a lot to get to on today's edition of Oilers Now, which as always is presented by the one and only Digitex. Hugh Porter and their staff at Digitex buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Hugh grew up an Oilers fan, was a big fan of Grant Fuhr and Glenn Anderson back in the day. Mark Messier's birthday, by the way, today. Coming up on today's show, we'll tell you the Oilers had another full practice. Only two goaltenders on the ice, Mikko Koskinen, as well as Ilya Konovalov, as Stuart Skinner went in COVID protocol yesterday. Today's top story brought to you by Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. The Oilers Now lineup report for Craig Hummel at RE/MAX Excellence. Find your dream home, sell your old home. Sold today, Edmonton.ca. Same lines as yesterday for Edmonton. Connor McDavid was centering Brendan Perlini with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins out and Kyler Yamamoto. Leon Draisaitl was in between. On the left side, Zach Hyman, and on right wing, Jesse Puljujärvi. Fogle and Cassian were flanking McLeod at today's practice, and the Oilers also had Derek Ryan with Colton Sevier on the right side. And who was over in the left wing? It wasn't Benson. I'm going to have to take a look at would help if I wrote the lines down. Oh, it was Devin Shore. It was on the left side with Derek Ryan, Colton Sevier. The extra forward was Tyler Benson. Nurse was with CeCe today. Keith and Barry, Russell and Bouchard. The Oilers have just placed William Lagesson on waivers. If he clears, and he might not clear, but if he clears, he'll end up going back to Bakersfield, who's suddenly going to be very deep in defense. They got three games this week. So that's a look at your lineup report brought to you by Craig Hummel at RE/MAX. Excellence, find your dream home. Sell your old home. Sold today. Edmonton.com. The top story again, Skinner going in COVID protocol yesterday. That means 22 Oiler players have been in COVID protocol. McDavid, RNH, Cassian, Puljujärvi, Shore, McLeod, Terrace, Ryan Benson, Perlini, Fogle, Yamamoto, and Holloway. Nurse, Bouchard, Keith Kukoc, CeCe, Barry, and Lagesson all have been in the protocol along with Konovalov and Skinner, which means only Leon Draisaitl, Zach Hyman, Colton Sevier, Chris Russell in that move today, a sign involving William Lagesson going on waivers. Chris Russell likely to be activated against Florida. Mike Smith and Mikko Koskinen. Now, obviously, R&H and Smith are out. R&H out with a lower body issue. Smith out with a tendon challenge in his thumb. And Turris has not returned yet. To the main group. When Holloway clears, my belief is he will be sent down to the American Hockey League to help out Jay Woodcroft and his staff. All right, into the Oilers Now Audio Vault, brought to you by Direct Workwear, specialized to work in your business. Outfit your crew from head to toe in Edmonton and in Fort McMurray. Yesterday, Dave Tippett was asked following the practice whether or not the Edmonton Oilers were too easy to play against.
I think there's ways that we're going to be harder to play against. It gets down to the guts of the game. Like, defending, there's, you can be in the lane, but then not be in the lane. You want to block a shot? If you want to block a shot, you can put a lot of effort into doing that. We're there, but we're not there. And there's parts of our game, and we talked about a lot of them today, that we're there, we have a guy, but we don't have a guy. You know, it's just, there's another element, there's another part of it that has to get done at a higher rate for us to become a harder team to play against.
All right. Meanwhile, Dave Tippett also provided a bit of an update on Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
Skated this morning again, and will continue to skate, but there's no definite timeline for his return. It's a good sign he's on the ice, but they haven't said definitively, here's when we're going to try to shoot for.
All right, and so he's not skating with the main group yet, we can tell you that. Tyson Barrie was made available. Leon Draisaitl, Darnell Nurse today, along with Dave Tippett. We are obviously headed down the path of a Mikko Koskinen start, by the way, on Thursday. Tyson Barrie had these comments on the two extremes of the season so far.
You know, early in the year when things were going well, our motto was kind of, you know, we don't lose two in a row. And every time we lost a game, we had a good bounce back game and we seemed to find ways to win. And, you know, it snapped and we went on that skid. And it's so funny. It's, you know, even games you feel like you play well, you're just not getting the results and you feel, you know, and then everything starts to tighten up and, you know, guys lose their confidence kind of thing. But at this point, I think our only way out of it is to just work, and that's what we did today. And it's, you got to make it, you know, you can't be a good, can't be a fun environment when you're losing like this. And I think that's what's going on around here right now, is, you know, it's not fun to practice like that. It's hard work, and I think we just have to work our way out of it. It's the only answer.
All right, and Barrie added some additional thoughts when he was asked about the Oilers needed to raise their level of physicality.
I think it's not fun playing against teams that are physical and play hard, and I think we can do a better job of that. And I mean, it's something we're focusing on, and we talked about it today. And obviously, a practice like that, it's hard work. It takes a lot out of you, but it makes you better and makes it easier to compete in games. So that was the goal today.
Tyson Barrie of the Edmonton Oilers. So yesterday's practice, a lot of 1-on-1 and 2-on-2 compete drills. Today, right off the get-go, heavy dose of 1-on-1 drills, and then they grew those to 2-on-2 and then 3-on-3. And any of you that have done any coaching or anything like that know how those progressions tend to go on. So we'll probably have a little bit more to talk to. We will tell you it is a Tuesday. Mark Spector is going to join us today via the phone from 12:30 until 1:30. Sportsnet spec for the horses and horse racing Alberta, the 7,000 men and women employed in the horse racing industry. Reminder, standard red racing every Saturday at Century Mile Racetrack and Casino, post time at 1:15. So Spec will join us today from 12:30 into 1:30, and at 1:35 today, after making a blockbuster, second blockbuster trade he's made this year. Might even argue he's made three blockbuster deals. Edmonton Oil Kings general manager Kurt Hill. It started when he picked up Luke Prokop from the Calgary Hitmen, Nashville third-round draft choice. Then the Edmonton Oil Kings went out and got Caden Gooley before the trade freeze before Christmas from the Prince Albert Raiders. And then yesterday, the Oil Kings gave up two number ones, one in 2022, one in 2025, as well as Jacob Boucher, who's had a good year to start for the Oil Kings. He's currently out with an injury. For Justin Sortif, who was on Team Canada for the World Juniors. So the Edmonton Oil Kings now have five players that were a part of Team Canada. Goaltender Sebastian Kosa, defenseman Caden Gooley, and now joining Dylan Gunther and Jake Neighbors, Justin Sortif. So lots of talent. We'll talk about that deal. The Oil Kings are, they'll probably get some of those picks back down the road, but they are all in, going for it, no question about it. And they got a terrific player out of the Vancouver Giants in Justin Sortif, a Florida Panthers draft choice. So we'll have Kurt Hill at 135 today. You can text us at any time at 780-496-0063 on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Get the new floors you've always wanted at 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com. And you can also reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. The slot machines at the River Cree now open 24-7. More chances to play, more chances of winning, nonstop excitement on the biggest gaming floor in Western Canada, plus daily dining specials at more than their 10 great restaurants and bars. For more information, head to rivercreeresort.com. So we've gone through our top story. Lagesson on waivers. The Oilers down to two goaltenders that are available right now. Mike Smith out with an injury. Stuart Skinner, unfortunately, in COVID protocol. Second straight day of fairly intense practices, to say the least. Oilers need a win here. They're 2-10-2 in the last 14. Everybody's frustrated. I will say I appreciated the tenor. And, Brendan, we took a bunch of calls. I think we got 11 or 12 calls in minimum over the course of about a 22, 23-minute run. The criticism was, for the most part, fair and expected when your team goes through a 2-10-2 run. I don't know if you controlled a bit of the tenor, but I thought people were, frankly, quite decent taking the call. You can tell people have passion for the team. There's some exasperation out there, but I thought people were pretty good about it when we opened up the phone lines yesterday.
Yeah, it was engaging. I thought people had a lot of different perspectives on things, and some of that was to one extreme, and some of that was, hey, let's not panic yet. There's still some leash to go here before the end of this season, so it's nice to have the opportunity to open it up like that. And yeah, great participation.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, 47 games left. The Oilers starting Thursday. Unless we get pushed back even further, 47 games in the next 100 days. They're going to need to believe in each other. Each player is going to have to take greater ownership. The coaches are going to have to sit there and maybe do some things different, get out of their comfort zone. Management, we know that there's meetings currently taking place right now. A lot of you want to see, can you step up and get a goaltender? I don't know the answer for that right now. We saw another decent start, Marc-Andre Fleury, yesterday. He's given Chicago's a puncher's chance. Does he want to get traded to a potential contender? Does Colorado look at trading for Fleury and then turn around and flip Darcy Kuemper? I mean, the Oilers were in on Kuemper before. I don't have those answers for you at this time. I wish I did. I do think that there will be a realization that that this is going to be an ongoing story involving the goaltenders, but it's not solely on the goaltenders. I think when you look at the deployment of the defense pairings, I think that lends itself to some open dialogue and discussion. Some would say the top-end guys are playing too many minutes, and you got to find a way to engage more of the players. I know that that's one of the things that I thought that happened here the first couple of years under Dave Tippett. Now, that said, he had a bit of a driver in his bottom six, and that was Josh Archibald, the guy that he really liked. He played with Jim Archibald, Josh's dad, And the penalty killing has taken a hit here over the last 13 games, giving up 14 against. So there's been a combination of factors. They've gone through 11 defensemen over the course of the last 14 games. They're starting to get healthier on defense. I can live with Russell and Bouchard. I might prefer to see Keith and Bouchard, but I can live with Russell and Bouchard in the short term, or potentially Cuckoo and Bouchard in the short term, but I do want Bouchard playing. I'm going to be really intrigued to see what comes out of the meetings. Oh, there's another name out there, and that's Evander Kane. And many of you have some very, some different perspectives on Evander Kane. We'll see what happens with the league. If he is not suspended, I think the Oilers would be well positioned to add to their top nine with Evander Kane. I think that they would be one of the teams that he would seriously consider. He would definitely upgrade some of the physicality to the Oilers lineup and bring some size, and he'd be motivated. And he'd be motivated to be on his best behavior, because wherever he goes, it's going to be a short-term deal, assuming he gets the privilege of being able to return to the NHL. So we'll continue to monitor that as well.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
12:20 in Edmonton. We're going to take a quick timeout for 2 minutes. Get to NHL Today when we return for Elite Promotional Marketing.
Hi, I'm Darnell Nurse from the Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you on Oilers Now. It is currently 12:23 in Edmonton. And where are we going to go here? We are going to go to NHL Today, presented by Elite Promotional Marketing, company-branded apparel, products, and awards, all created in-house. Shop local at ElitePromoMarketing.com. And here's Brendan Escott.
Okay, Boston is raising Willie O'Ree's number 22 to the rafters before hosting Carolina tonight. Ottawa entertains Buffalo. Winnipeg is in Washington. Vancouver gets Nashville on the road. They're starting David Riddick in that game. Nashville is. Montreal is in Dallas, and Calgary welcomes Florida. The NHL is no longer going to test asymptomatic players for COVID, according to at least one report. This would happen after the All-Star break and basically follow suit with every other league right now. Montreal hiring former player agent Kent Hughes as the 18th general manager in franchise history. Daniel Briere and Mathieu Darche were the other finalists there. Hughes has 25 years of experience as a player agent. Bakersfield hosting the Tucson Roadrunners tomorrow night in American League action. Oil Kings entertaining Prince Albert tonight at Rogers Place. Again, we'll get GM Kurt Hill to talk about that big trade from yesterday at 1:35 this afternoon. And the Golden Bears returning to action on the road this weekend. They get Mike Babcock and the University of Saskatchewan Huskies.
And they got Noah Phillip back. Big return for them. A guy who had a point per game a couple years ago. 75-point season in Seattle. There are some people, myself included, who think there's a chance that Phillip can get an NHL contract here within the next 18 months or so. All right, into the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 12:24 in Edmonton. Bob, hope you're doing good. I'd really like to see a win next game as much as the next guy, but if we can compete game in, game out for everybody, that will be a big step. No more looking off chips. I'm not saying that a guy has to pound a guy through the boards, just thinking that might be a step. I know Ryan McLeod's name is out there, and I would suggest, you know, you can't turn away from opportunities. You don't have to bury guys. The Oilers, and it's not all on the players, because you have to build a team that has that sense of physicality as well. I think there's an appreciation. It's funny. Pete Chiarelli built a big, slow team. Ken Holland's built a little bit different team. And I think at times, you can certainly, when Edmonton played St. Louis, they didn't have Cassian. And they didn't have Darnell Nurse, and it was obvious. And then against the Islanders, you know, Ross Johnson was in Leon's grill, and Benson went back and gave him the stick a little bit later on. But the Oilers could use more of that. Hey, when you're 2-10-2, there is lots of things that can get and be debated in terms okay. There you go. Again, you can text us 780-496-0063. There's lots of areas for criticism. Bob, Nugent Hopkins hasn't hit anybody in 9 years. That's not true. He hit Sean Monahan a couple years ago in a fight. Bob, 2-10-2 in the last 14 games. No chance in hell that Kane or Fleury would come here. A texter comes into us right now. Well, there you go. This text comes in from Dave in Marwane. He says, Evander Kane would be a great addition to the Oilers. He'd be on his best behavior as he knows that this is his last chance. Put him on a short leash and let him know you screw up, you'll be done. You can get a player of talent for nothing. How do you turn him down? That's like winning a lottery. Besides, either of the two big lines, he fills the net and he plays on the edge, which the Oilers need. And that is, I mean, that's part of the debate that's out there. Again, if he does not get suspended, I think Edmonton's got a decent chance to get him. I do. It's not done yet, I can tell you that, but wait and see. Bob, why would Marc-Andre Fleury come here? Not a chance. He wants to win a cup. We're going to be lucky to make the playoffs. There's no way we're winning the cup until we get a new goalie coach, D coach, and add way more toughness. Oh, and fix the attitudes of the top players. There is no chance. Well, there we go. Bob, such BS. These players are going to be spreading COVID around without testing. At my work, I have to test every 3 days, regardless of vaccination status. This is insane. Excuses for money. This is in regards to the fact that Elliot Friedman's reporting that NHL player asymptomatic players will not be testing anymore. Well, in the Oilers' case, 22 of the 28 players they have on the team right now have already been in COVID protocol. And you don't have to test for 90 days after. Just food for thought on that. There you go. Keep the text coming at 12:28. Bob, what about RNH for Josh Anderson from JJ? Well, I love Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. I don't see the Canadians doing that. I frankly do think Montreal would like Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. But Josh Anderson's a pretty unique player. So I'd like to get in on Josh Anderson. I don't know how you do it. I'd like to get in on him. I think he's a heck of a player. 12:28 in Edmonton, off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell, Mark Spector, Sportsnet Spec, when we return on Oilers Now for Horse Racing Alberta.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.